Welcome to the Surviving Grief Podcast, hosted by our grief ministry leaders at Crossroads Church. We'll be sitting down with friends as they share their powerful stories of loss and healing, and we'll hear from grief professionals and other wise people with useful tools for our own time of grief. If you're supporting someone who's grieving, you'll learn how to comfort them and walk with them on their own path to healing. Let's join the conversation.
Grief 101. The worst has happened. The expected or unexpected end of a loved one. Death is something each of us will deal with at some point in time, whether intimately or from a distance. We will either personally spend time in the Valley of Mourning or support someone on that path. Hi, I'm Megs, and welcome to the club of grief that none of us wanted to join. So if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you personally are in the midst of a grief journey, maybe even a grief crisis. Two, maybe you're in anticipatory grief. You're grappling with the medical diagnosis of a loved one, perhaps a caregiver who has seen someone deteriorate slowly over time. You may have experienced loss years ago. You thought you dealt with it, but feelings are bubbling up as multiple losses stack up one on top of the other. And finally, perhaps you are supporting someone who is grieving. How can you better show up and support someone during their grief journey? A spouse, a sibling, a child. This podcast is built for all of those perspectives with a goal to normalize grief through a faith-based lens, education, tools and coping strategies, interviews with professionals working in the field of grief, and finally, and I think most importantly, giving a platform to interview individuals who have walked through immense loss, the types of loss you might find yourself in currently. These individuals are further down the road than you might find yourself today. No matter where you find yourself spiritually, wherever your faith is, everybody is welcome. Just know that we are approaching healing from the perspective that God is the ultimate healer. He binds up our wounds, and without his help, grief will isolate us and keep us in a perpetual place of bitterness with an identity rooted in, you know, someone who's just experienced loss, and it consumes our world. This idea is about grieving well, honoring our loved ones, facing the pain and working through that pain, finding community that bolsters us and a God who will sustain us with his words, actions, and promises. Grief is such a unique journey to each and every person. We each process grief in our own way. And while there's no formula or secret sauce to minimize pain, there are hallmarks that every person goes through, shared experience that many can relate to. So on its face, grief is a heavy topic. It's an uncomfortable topic, even taboo in many cases. If you're supporting someone in grief, do you bring it up? Do you not bring it up? Do you avoid it? You don't want to talk about it maybe and make them sad at work? What do you do? When we are in the throes of grief, we may not want to talk about it. You may just feel like you're going crazy. Emotions are all over the place. You're crying in your car. You don't know why. You're getting mad about a coffee order. See, in our culture, we want to fix things. We want to make it better right now. Not tomorrow, not in like a week. We want it better now. Grief, you can't fix with a snap of your fingers. It's invisible. The more ways that we can talk about it and understand it, really wrap our arms around it, the more healing can be had through support and personal growth. It is a lonely period. There's no way around it. But the stories that we're going to share here on this podcast give you hope for the future as you navigate the highs and lows of grief. So, how did I end up here? I've been working in grief support ministry for 6 years, most of that here at Crossroads. While I'll share more about my story later, I lost an older sister, Susanna, to complications from a car accident just over 7 years ago. My sister Susanna left behind a 4-year-old daughter at the time of her death. That's what initially started my journey. Then a little over 2 years ago, I also experienced a second trimester miscarriage. My grief journey mourning my sister Susanna was a transformational experience that altered my outlook on life. My relationships, my friendships, even my profession all changed in the wake of that loss. But as I sit here 7 years later, I see God's grace and redemption in the pain that marks my story. I hit a place of brokenness and grief that brought me to the end of myself. I had a faith before I lost my sister, and yet it was only when I was in the valley of grief that my faith had an opportunity to mature. I needed God with a desperation that previously I had never experienced. And you know what? My faith grew exponentially because of that. I maxed out on my capacity to try to muscle my way through. Because you know what? There's none of that when you're at the bottom, at the rock of grief. My strategy was to put the pain away. It was locked behind walls of anger, just 10 feet high. I was numb to the life that I was living. I was a terrible wife at the time. I was so angry. I was not a great mom in the moment. I wasn't checking on my friends. Certainly my work suffered. I was focused on staying busy. Busy, busy, busy. If I slowed down, then I would actually have to process all of these things that were churning inside of me. But I could be strong. I could put on that face. I could support family members who were grieving. I could find my way through. That was the purpose, not dealing with the grief that was just bearing down on me. So friends, when we rely solely on ourselves to heal, spoiler alert, it's true healing can never take place. It was only when I invited God into my pain of loss that I truly began the healing journey and ultimately found a calling in this ministry of helping support others in one of the most painful experiences that they might ever endure. Now, I'm not a counselor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm just someone who has a passion to help after other people helped me in my own time of pain. In the years that I've been working in this ministry, my experiences included leading grief groups here at Crossroads. I've worked with hundreds of individuals from caregivers to those experienced traumatic or violent loss. See, I saw a gap in two areas. Number one, where grieving individuals join a support group and then graduate back into real life, and oftentimes losing the support group that bolstered their progress in healing. And then number two, on the other end of the spectrum, the idea of joining a grief group is so outside of someone's comfort zone that they're just inclined to maybe listen to a 10-minute podcast or a 30-minute podcast. I really fell into that second category. For that first year after I lost my sister, I wanted nothing to do with grief. I wasn't reading books about it. I wasn't talking about it. If someone suggested a healing group to me, certainly I wasn't going to go. It took time till I was ready, but I would have been inclined to listen to a podcast and certainly inclined to listen to other stories. Listen, some of the most impactful moments in my healing stemmed from hearing other people's vulnerability, especially losses that resembled my own. We're going to include things like suicide, overdose, child loss, parent loss, long-term illness, trauma, spouse loss, grandparents, even first responders with secondary grief. Hearing stories that align with our experiences can move the needle in our own processing. Hearing their meltdowns, their numbness, their pain, their anger, their hope, their healing, it normalized what I was personally experiencing. The physical, emotional, even spiritual symptoms of how grief rears its head in our lives. For so long, I felt isolated in my pain, never talking about the crushing weight unprocessed grief produced. It was a physical weight on my chest. In the meantime, unchecked grief was wreaking havoc in my life, personally, professionally, physically, just across the board. And that might be something that resonates with you today. Hearing other people's stories gave me permission to grieve and acknowledge the pain that I kept locked away. From validating emotions, learning coping strategies, even shifting to a perspective of hope, it helped me feel less alone, bonding with others through shared experience. Finding ways to express our grief through talking to those around us or even journaling helps release the pressure and emotion that builds within us. Otherwise, it gets stuck and impacts other aspects of our life. We feel grief in our body. Oftentimes, grief feels like fear, triggering our fight or flight response. In addition to guests, we want to be an active resource to connect you to other people. We'll be taking your ongoing questions. We'd love to hear about how God is moving in your grieving process. And of course, we will be highlighting Crossroads resources and other valuable tools to help you keep moving forward. Listen, there is power in community. There is nothing that God can't redeem. In this broken world, I hope this is a place you can find hope, healing, and encouragement in however grief meets you. This is a resource in addition to our live and virtual grief support groups here at Crossroads. I wish you didn't need this resource, but I'm glad that you're here.
Surviving Grief is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. If you'd like to connect or share your own story, reach out to us at podcasts@crossroads.net. We'll see you next time.